Hello and welcome back to another Dennis Wing commuter audio recording. This is part two to the ear training recording that we did, which I hope you enjoyed and listened to several times. I hope your ear has been developing. There are two things we're going to do in part two. Number one is to assign intervals to actual songs, actual melodies. They'll probably end up being nursery rhymes since those are the simplest. But it's a great place to start since everyone knows those songs. We're gonna come up with the intervallic analysis for those songs. Now, just to recap, an interval is the distance between two notes. And what we're gonna do is ascribe the numbering system within a do-re-mi, the do-re-mi system. We use 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 for the do-re-mi scale instead of do-re-mi. And also to recap, we've done 7 out of 12 notes. All right, there are 12 notes in our Western world, which is a pretty amazing thing in and of itself if you think about it. I mean, any song you put on the radio will be any combination of only 12 notes. There's nothing more in our world, not including bent notes and things like that. In the East, you know, in the Middle East and other places around the world, they use more than 12, but unless it's like a microtonal thing in the West, which is relatively rare. You're certainly not going to hear that on the radio anytime soon, depending on which radio station, of course. but we did 7 notes of the major scale plus the octave. The octave is the same note as the starting note, as you know. It's do and do, so we're not going to count that as part of the 7. So we've done so far 7 out of 12 notes, which means we still have 5 to go. So also what we're going to do in this part 2 series is explore the other 5 intervals. Okay, so I'm going to start with the nursery rhymes because it's kind of the next step after you've memorized or at least be able to hear and recognize the sound of the intervals of the major scale. And what I mean is, you know, suppose I play. Okay, now the first thing that has to be determined is what key is that in. You have to know where your one is, or else the whole numbering system gets off. It may happen to you that at some point you pick the wrong note as the one, and you'll get lost, and that's perfectly fine. You know, get lost. Go ahead and get lost. Well, not while you're driving, but anyway, you know, go ahead and get lost. That's the only way to learn. This is all a process, and I hope you will enjoy the process of developing your ear. But to determine the key, I'm going to give you the 99%, you know, rule, which is the last note is usually the key. All right. So in Mary Had a Little Lamb. White as snow. That snow is the key, is the tonic. Most of the time, in most songs, the last note is the tonic, and so that's your one. So in order to analyze this Mary Had a Little Lamb in terms of numbers, you have to be able to just, of course, refresh your memory on singing or hearing the major scale. Now, when I say sing, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to sing out loud. It just means you have to hear it in your inner ear, so to speak. If you do sing, or if you can sing, or if you don't mind trying to sing, I think it's helpful. So 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 8 7 6 5 4 3 2 1. That's the framework that we're going to use. Again, I chose the key of A because I like to sing in that key, but it's also a relatively easy key for both men and women. All right. So when you have. Now, your first job is to pick the tonic. What tonic means the one, all right? And so, Fleece was white as snow. Snow is your tonic. So, if you could sing, that's your first step. Your second step is, okay, what's my first note of the song, and how does that compare to the tonic? Maybe it is the tonic, you know? And also, let me just back up a second before we dive in further. That I'm choosing nursery rhymes because A, they're almost always in a major key, Okay. Again, we haven't done the other five notes, the other five notes that remain of our 12-note system. We've only done those of the major scale, the Pythagorean scale, if you remember from Volume 1. So, and nursery rhymes are almost always in a major key. You almost never hear like a sad nursery rhyme. Minors and majors. There is a minor scale, you know. But you're never going to hear, you know, three blind mice. There might be some minor nursery rhymes. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. All right. Going back to Mary Had a Little Lamb, our tonic is fleece was white as snow. And the first note of the song is meh. All right, just not even the first word, just the first syllable is meh. So we have to compare mare with snow. And so the best way to do it is you sing the snow, and then you sing the note that you're comparing it to. So snow. And you're comparing it to meh, okay? So if you can sing a major scale, you're just going to compare that meh with each note of the scale and see if one of them matches. So here I go. Snowmare. No, I guess I can tell that, I mean, I don't guess, but I'm presuming that someone like you is developing your ear, and you suppose that Mary is higher than snow, okay? So, you haven't got, but in either case, it's not the same note. The note for snow is not the same as mare, and some of you may be able to tell that the mare is higher, all right? If it's lower, we'll deal with that in a minute, but. So it can't be the one. The word Mary cannot be the one. That's what I'm getting at. Can it be the two? Well, let's try it. Do, re. So re or one, two. That's our two, sound of our two, but the note is mare, two. Or mare, re.